when you bound corn stalks together, do you have a special name for that?
No.
Did you call it fodder or corn shocks?
Well, we used to pull fodder and just tie bundles of fodder of the corn blades mm-hmm. up, and it would be called fodder.
Yeah, you pull that green?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you keep your cows, or where did you keep your cows?
They went out in the woods every day, and at night they were shut up in a, what we called a lot.
Okay. Now, the lot didn't have a shelter over it, did it? It was just a fenced-in area. Did you keep your horses with your cows, or were they in a different place?
They were in a different place.
And what was that called?
The new lot.
Okay. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside? When you milked the cows, you didn't take them into a barn to milk them. You milked them in the lot. Mm-hmm. Is that right? And what did you call this place?
The cow lot.
Where did you keep your hogs and pigs? What was that place called?
Hog pen.
Okay. Did it have a shelter, or was it just open?
Open.
And it was fenced?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Ones that had open wells would put it down in wells, and some would put it in creeks, just in water.
What about
the milk? But I
And the butter?
I just can't remember.
Can you remember if people built spring houses around their springs and put the milk and butter in the spring house to keep it cool?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. What do you call that place around the barn when you might let the cows, mews, and other animals walk around? Was that the lot, too?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the open place that was usually fenced, that had grass in it where the animals grazed?
Pasture.
Okay. Now, was it fenced when you were growing up?
Just little small spots.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when people started fencing their pastures?
No, it was when stock law.
I remember mm-hmm. that because that was when I was a small kid, mm-hmm. when people had to start keeping their animals up.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been about 30 years ago.
Sure.
25 or 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Because I remember us, mother getting us in the house when a bull would get loose. Did you ever raise cotton?
I didn't, but my parents did.
Well, did you ever work in it?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell us about how you raised cotton from the time it was planted until it was harvested?
Well, you first had to chop it and get it so the plant so far apart.
Okay.
And then
you always planted more than you needed to make sure you
mm-hmm,
had a good stand.
Yeah, we'd have a good row of it. Be thick. We'd have to chop it out. And then later we would have to hoe it.
Okay. Now the term hoeing was used for weeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you chopped it to thin it,
but
you hoed it.
Hoed it to
get the
get
weeds.
The weeds and the grass out. And then it would have to be plowed several times. What they call the laid it by, and then
that was
wait
usually
for
about July.
And they'd wait for it to open.
Okay, and when was that? Usually in September?
It would start opening in first of August. Sometime during August.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you use a cotton picking sack to put the cotton in?
Mm-hmm.
How was that made?
It had a strap on it that you would put around your shoulder, over on your shoulders, and hang on the side.
Okay. Did you enjoy doing that kind of work?
Not too good.
It's the worst kind of work I ever did. I tell you, I hated it. What would you call the grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it? Did you have a special name for it, or did you just call it weeds or grass?
Just weeds and grass.
Okay.